He wore the jersey. He lived the battles in the trenches. And now he's bringing it all down with his championship insight.
This is what it feels like to be one of the big dogs in the NFL. There's a lot of mental toughness that comes along with that. Boost your ego a little bit.
It's time to get caught up on the green and gold with today's insider.
Brian Blagan, Iowa.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Green and Gold Insiders is sponsored by Window Nation. Hello, Brian.
How are we doing?
Good. Let's talk about Thanksgiving. What did the family do for Thanksgiving? How many people were there? What was the best food? Take us inside the Bulaga Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we keep it pretty low-key for Thanksgiving. We normally have everyone down for Christmas. That's normally the big holiday for us. So it was just, myself, my wife, two kids, and my mother-in-law who lives down here now. And best thing is probably the turkey. You know, we do a really good job that's on the Traeger. That stays, So that's low and slow. And that normally turns out really good every year. So that's normally the hit. And then obviously my wife does a great job with the pumpkin pie. She's got that recipe down.
Oh, I love that.
So those are probably always the two highlights every Thanksgiving. And then obviously, the game was the whipped cream on top of everything. If we had to be honest, that was the topper. That was the finisher.
Where are you down south?
I'm in Sarasota.
Ooh, nice.
That's nice.
That's really
What's
fun.
The temperature there right now?
Oh,
you know, it's a little bit warmer today. It's like 84 today.
Oh,
it's,
I hate you.
It's a little bit warmer today. You know, we were getting really good temperatures. It was in the low 70s. It was really good for this time of year. Now it's kind of heated back up a little bit.
Terrible. 84. I don't know how you deal with that.
Oh,
I'm not
going to
complain. I heard you talking about the temperature over there right before I got on, and I'm not jealous. I'll put it that way. I'm not jealous of the temps you're getting. I'll say that.
The game against the Bears this weekend is supposed to be super cold too, Brian.
Yeah.
That sounds normal. That sounds normal. That's normally how those games, are supposed to be. They're supposed to be cold. They're supposed to hurt. That's the point of the black and blue division, right? That's the NFC North. That's how these games are supposed to be played, right? Like, it's supposed to be outside in the elements. Equal playing ground, right? I mean, everything's equal and mano a mano, right? Like, this is what it's supposed to be. Cold weather, Packers, Bears, both teams, right? I mean, how Chicago's gotten there, people can say what they want. They're top of the division. They're the number one seed right now in the NFC. And the Packers are right behind them, right? Packers win this game, they essentially bump right ahead of them. And that's the way that this is going. This is how you want this rivalry to be. When they're at the top of their game, and this is how this thing's supposed to play out. So I'm very excited for it, as should all the fans. This is what Packers-Bears is supposed to be.
Brian Bulaga is with us on Wisconsin's Afternoon News. Who's a better football team right now, do you believe, the Packers or the Bears?
I haven't watched the Bears a bunch. I got to watch them, on Black Friday against the Eagles, and to be honest, like, I don't know what to make of the Eagles right now. And that's the thing. Like, I watched them against the Packers, the Eagles, and they didn't look very good, against the Packers. And obviously Green Bay didn't play a very clean game that game either. But the Eagles didn't look very good that game. And I watched them against the Bears, and they didn't really look that good against the Bears. And the Bears played well, right? Let's give them credit. The Bears played well, and they look solid. They look good defensively and things like that, which is normally a staple for Chicago. Normally they're a very good team defensively, and they look like they're doing that again right now. But I think overall Green Bay's a better team. I think they're a better team from all three phases. And I think that's the way I'm kind of looking at this. And I don't like to look at, like, who's got, who has better wins and losses. Like, I think that's bad to look at, because I think a lot of Chicago fans are saying, well, you lost to Cleveland and Carolina. Well, guess what? Carolina's pretty good, it's turning out to be, right? So let's pump the brakes on the Carolina loss, because it turns out that they're winning games against who we thought was the best team in the NFC, which is the Rams. So it turns out that Green Bay has some pretty good, you know, wins on their resume, and so does Chicago, right? They beat Philly in Philly. So I don't want to say they're equally matched, but their records are what they are, right? I mean, they're very, it looks like they're very equally matched on paper, but I think Green Bay is a better football team overall. And I think, I'm hoping, when it comes down to it, right, I think our defense gives us the edge at the end of the day.
Brian, take me into what it's like being a Green Bay Packer and playing against the Bears from the media perspective, from the franchise perspective, the fan base, like the Bears fans, how they react to you. Can you tell me what it's like to play against the Bears?
Yeah, well, you know, fortunately, I kind of got a really good perspective on this rivalry because I grew up in a suburb of Chicago. So it was a it was always really fun for me to play this game. Whenever I went to Chicago, I heard a lot of nice, colorful words from Chicago fans, specifically towards me being a Chicago kid or a suburb of Chicago kid. I always really enjoyed it, right? I thought the rivalry was special. Unfortunately, right, it went a certain way towards probably my third year in my career where we didn't really lose. We won every game, and home and away, right? My first year was the most special year when, you know, they were very good when we met them in the NFC Championship game. But there's a lot of history behind this one. And even when they weren't playing well and we were beating them every game, the game was very physical. It was very intense. You could feel that, and you know, kind of that old school toughness in that game, right? You could sense that they didn't like us, and you had to take their best shot every single game, no matter what their record was. And to me, that's why I'm very excited to watch this rendition of this game when they're finally 9-3, right? They're 9-3. They're feeling very good about themselves. They're at the top of the mountain right now in the NFC and the NFC North. So this should be a special one. And playing in this game, you know, this is the oldest rivalry in football. You should feel very honored to play in it. And now that this thing has a little more meaning to it, the guys in that locker room in Green Bay right now, they should, you know, cherish this one, because this game hasn't meant a whole lot in a long time, to be honest. It just hasn't. Like, I mean, it means a lot. You're playing in the oldest rivalry, but the stakes haven't been that high. Let's just call it that. The stakes haven't been that high since really my rookie year.
Yep.
In an NFC Championship game. This game, right? This one and the one in 2 weeks. This one means a lot. So buckle in. This one's going to be fun, and so will the one in 2 weeks. Because this game, these next two mean a lot, and it's going to determine a lot. Who's gonna win this division comes down to these couple games, and I'm ready for it.
Yeah, let's go. 9-3. They're about to be 9-4. That's all I got to say. Right. Super Bowl champion Brian Bulaga. Always great perspective. Thank you, Brian.
All right, guys. Talk to you next week.